This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. You know, one of the things I've found about talking to people in the Triangle is that women who grow up and they move, they leave here, meet a guy, marry him, and bring him back to live in North Carolina. The pull of home is irresistible. The husbands at first reluctantly leave their Chicagos and their Los Angeles and their New Yorks, but then they come to embrace the barbecue, basketball, and the utter abundance that is the Tar Heel State. And even though Hillary Stewart went all the way to Senegal from her home in the Triangle, the man she met there would not be an exception to this rule. His name was Jelly Sisaho, and he came back with her, and he brought his kora. Kora, a traditional African string instrument reminiscent of both a guitar and a harp. Jelly and Hillary have been in Carborough for a year, making home and making music. Jelly and his band Kairoba play at Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival this weekend, but first they've stopped by our studio for a visit. Jelly and Hillary, welcome. Good to have both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And with them, the band Kairoba, John Westmoreland on the guitar, Jonathan Henderson on the bass, Will Ridendour, and Austin McCall on percussion. Welcome to all of you as well.
Thank you very much.
Jelly, let's start with you. Music has come down to you through generations. Tell us about your family.
Yeah, music come from like that. So it's generation and generation. So my grandparents, my grandma, they used to play music. They have the same instrument. So my father, same thing. My mother, same thing. And so when I come live, so I want to play same thing with my father.
And it is the kora. Tell us about that instrument.
Yeah, the kora is like a harp, but it have a 22 string. Before generation, they used to play 21 string. So my generation, we bring 22 string. We make it 22.
Beautiful instrument. Would you play for us something now and tell us about the song you're going to play?
Okay. So I'm playing a song and we call it Yermande. Hakilitu nyoe nyoe kobala fanu jungu nyamta Gesule neudi dole iwa Gesule Gesule neudi dole yermale nanga fatilikuni alagion tinenyo nanga fatilikuni yo Signore, 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 Noime.
Fatili Gulen, Fatili Gulen, Yermale.
Jelly Sisaho and the Choral, live on The State of Things, a song called Yerande. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, this song, I'm singing about, you know, people, other people care about other people, you know. So Yermande mean you have to be honest with people and then care about people living out. They don't have a possibility. So you have a lot of possibility. You going buy beautiful stuff, buy good thing, but you see other people living out, they don't have a possibility for like food, like going to hospital, like, you know, they're living out. So what about you thinking other people living out? Why, before you going to buy that beautiful stuff, spend a lot of money, care about people living out, go helping. So when I was Africa and Europe, so I see a lot of people living out. Other people driving beautiful car, they spend a lot of money, they don't care people living out. So I say, one day when I have a possibility immediately, I want to helping people living out. You know?
Are you doing that now? How do you do that now? Is it with your music?
Yes. Because I'm just thinking that that stuff every day, every time I'm thinking that. So I create new song to singing.
I hope it goes viral. It's a song that we should hear more and more and take to heart. So, Hillary, I've told the story about how the women folk leave the Tar Heel State and drag a man back. But what brought you to Senegal?
Well, I studied vocal music at Appalachian State when I was in college, and I wanted to be challenged to go to another part of the world where they didn't write music down. I was spending so much time in the practice room and wanted to go somewhere else and explore a different kind of music. And so just through a series of sort of random connections, I ended up going to Senegal. And I happened to go to Senegal with Jelly's cousin, Boubacar. And
you met the family?
I met the family.
Big family.
A really big family. A little bit overwhelming.
like scores of people, dozens of people, lots of...
Right. Yeah, his father had four wives, and it's supposedly bad luck to count the number of children, but
oh, so we don't,
over
won't name
30.
The number, but it's a lot. All in one house, everybody right. Living, sharing together, and you learned the music.
Mm-hmm,
and,
I did.
Would you play another song for us?
Mamaila ay june jabu kumaina khal mamaila ay june jabu kalela
Jelly Sisa Ho and the band Kairaba, and they are going to play at Chicory Hills this weekend. They're in our studio right now, a song called Jabu.
Yes.
Your sister.
Yes, my sister.
Tell us about the song.
Yeah, you know, I lost my mom like 4 years ago. So my sister is young, is very young. So when I met Hillary, so we try to work about my visa to come U.S. So it's a little bit, I'm a little bit nervous because I don't want to leave my sister there, come here. So who gonna take care of my sister? My sister doesn't know nobody. It's just to know me because we used to sleep together, my sister. We used to, you know, and then, you know, we used to do a lot of stuff together. So my sister doesn't know my mother because when he's 4 years, my mom passed away. So I say, okay, I have to move back to America. But what about my sister? What can I do, my sister? So when I come here, so I'm still have a band. So but every day, me and Hillary, I say, Hillary, can you buy please phone call? I want to call Africa, talk to my sister. So when I used to talk to my sister, Jabu, I said, Jabu, how you doing? He said, I'm doing good, Jelly, but I miss you so much, you know. I say, yeah, me too. So the song started to come to my head. You know, I say, I have to write some song for Jabu. So I'm singing about who gonna take care of my sister. I'm not here right now. I'm not Africa. Please, my friend, my family, take care of my sister.
Yeah. And how is she doing?
Yeah, she's doing good.
Good. And you're doing well here. And tell me, yeah. Hillary, how did the band come together?
Oh, gosh. Sort of a series of connections. I went to high school with John and knew Austin through different people. And, you know, people were telling me we were looking for just the right band for Jelly, and people said, you know, when you find the right band, you'll definitely know. And I'm sort of a nervous type, and I didn't believe it. And then we really did, you know. John and Austin and Jelly got together, and Austin knows Will and Jonathan through Paper Hand Puppet Intervention and some other things that they do, and it just sort of came together. And
well, Jelly, what's it like for you coming from this long tradition, generations of this kind of music, then to come and work with American musicians who may not be as well-versed, although I know some of you have studied in Africa as well?
Yeah, because, you know, this is not my first time play with white people. It's not my first time because my father used to have like 200 students, so they come to Africa to study Kora with my father. So, and then some student bring guitar, bring whatever. So they play there with, for family. So I used to, my family, I'm on number one, because you first play with guitar, you know, stuff. I'm on number one. All in my family, they play tradition. They love tradition. But me, I mix it all of that together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first play with guitar, my father surprised, said, Jelly, what? How do you communicate with guitar like that? I said, I don't know, Papa. It's just a communication.
was he approve? Did he approve of your playing guitar? Was he okay with it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And then when I my first play with guitar, I'm so happy. I feel good. Yeah, I love to play with guitar.
Then now you play the kora and the guitar.
No, I don't play kora. Yeah, I'm never playing.
I play with
guitar player.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, your communication when all these guys came together and you could just kind of make it all happen really quickly.
Yeah, his brothers and who play the kora mostly play really traditional music. Yeah. And Jelly really values the traditional music. But I think even when he was in Senegal, he was really interested in collaborating with other musicians from different countries and different cultures. And he traveled to Europe some.
It's a great sound. We're really happy to hear you play solo and with this great band. And we're looking forward to hearing you at Shikori Hills.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for being on the program. I'm going to give you time to play us out. But first, I want to remind everybody that this band is going to play at Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival in Silk Hope this weekend. Festival goes all weekend. Jelly's band performs at 10 p.m. Saturday night at the Dance Tent. Jelly's going to be solo 5:30 on Sunday at the Meadow Stage as well, and is teaching African drum workshop on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Cabaret Tent. So that is all that you should know, and you know, you can look for this online. Kairoba is the band. Jelly Sisaho is the kora player. Thanks so much for being on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Jelly Sisaho.
Thank you.
Sabah, Tiala, 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 Ti